Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we want to talk about teenager in Chinese. We have a teenager here. She is a lovely, adorable teenager, so smart, Charlie Hoffs. Hi, Charlie, 你好.
你好, Xiaolan.
Right, teenager. I have two of them at home.
Really?
Yeah, I have two of them at home and they are adorable, just like you. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one younger brother. He is also a teenager.
Right. Okay. So you guys are 青少年.
青少年.
Yeah, 青少年. And 青, there are three words here. 青, that originally means color green and bluish green. And, you know, ancient Chinese people, they couldn't really differentiate between bluish green or greenish blue or turquoise. So anything blue and green, they call that 青. And then later on, the character evolved to mean something young, someone young. So 青年 means a young person.
青年.
Yeah, 年 means the year. And then in this case, it's an age. It shows the age of a person. So 青年 is the young person. And we don't really know how young, depending on the context. And then 少 is the second word. 少 means little, and also that means inadequate, like a lack of something. But in this case, in terms of age, that means young age. So 青少年 together, we are actually talking about people like from the middle school and the high school, that range of the age. So 少年 could be another group of younger teenagers.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, there's no strict number of what age they are. So when we say 少年, that could be someone between 13 until 15. And then 青年 could be 15 upwards.
Okay.
And sometimes in Chinese, we also call like people of their 20-something 青年. So there's no strict definition of that.
So I would definitely be considered a 青年.
Yeah, you will be a 青年 for sure. But if we want to say you as a female 青年, we can say 青少女.
青少女.
Yeah, 青少女. I never heard people saying 青女. It just doesn't work. Nothing wrong with it, but just not the tradition people would call the young lady. So we say 青少女.
青少女.
Yeah, 青少女. And then it's something people use, but again, 青少年 is more common because that covers both genders. 青少年.
青少年.
Yep.
That's very interesting that 青, which meant bluish green, evolved into young. Because I'm imagining kind of like a little sapling or like an unripe tomato.
Right. Yeah, in a way, that's probably right. And then if that's the way to make people get the memory going, then I think that's a very good explanation. So 青少年.
青少年.
Yeah. Did you find anything in terms of how you see the world and how the world perceive you compared with when you were 12 or before you were 12?
Absolutely. I think for myself, as well as most people who are transitioning into the years of 青少年, I certainly gained much more awareness of my place in the world, which had negative consequences in terms of self-consciousness and struggling with self-image, but also positive consequences as well. And it was very empowering to know that I'm becoming a grown-up person who can make actual change and change the world.
Right. Actually, you don't need to be a grown-up person to change the world. I see a lot of 青少年, including you. You guys do amazing things. And you are not only creative, you are courageous. And then you have the global view we did not have when we grew up.
谢谢, Xiaolan.
Also the opportunities as well. And now with, for example, we are able to chat over the internet when you are in California and I'm actually in London. And then your voices are heard by the people in the world.
That's true. It's empowering.
Yep. Okay. So if you were, yeah, you are in the process of growing up as a 成年. 成年, we say the adult. 成年人. 成 is to complete, to achieve something. And in this case, that means adult person. So on the way growing into an adult, 成年, what do you wish to do or to accomplish?
My dream in becoming an adult is to learn as much as I can. And I think my passion is certainly to work in diplomacy so I can sit people down at a table and talk differences through so people are able to speak and listen instead of fight.
Right. Yep. So you want to bring the world peace.
Yes. In a word, that's my dream.
I would say that that's very doable and it's a very honorable and very respectful dream to have. And I believe that that would be the case because you've been working on not only your academic subjects, you've been traveling around the world, you experience exciting life in different parts of the world and different parts of China, and you acquire different languages in a very amazing way. So I can see that, yeah, you are on the right track.
Thank you. I hope so.
Right. So as a 青少年, what is your worry?
As a 青少年, I think the biggest challenge facing my generation is the challenges to the environment in terms of climate change.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe that we 青少年 have inherited a difficult world to live in, and it is both our burden and our responsibility to restore the world.
Yeah, I guess interestingly, when I was a 青少年, we had similar worries, but at that time, the causes were different. When I was a 青少年, the biggest worry in the world were the nuclear power plants. And now nuclear power plants were no longer a big concern, but the major concern was still the environmental issues at that time. So now as a 中年, that means middle age, I think the world has turned into a very different place. And then by the time I turn in the old age, 老年, there will be different set of problems we have to face.
Yeah, I foresee that as well.
Right. But I guess as an optimistic person, if we can just keep on working out the problems and we find the solutions.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay, thank you so much, Charlie. Today we talk about teenager, 青少年. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Charlie.
再见, Xiaolan.